If I were to ask you what your philosophy of life or your creed, what would that be?
Have a good time all the time.
A podcast has changed my life.
Shine, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be met.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
I reckon... Surely you can get over that. I think it's positive. It makes it sound a bit more like, it makes you feel immersed a little bit.
Mm. I think, yeah, but no, your voice doesn't actually sound like, this is a better version of your voice this. If I sounded like this, I would be fine with it, but this is not reality.
You could walk around with this kind of hooked up in AirPods, so you kind of get it like a resonance.
Yeah, no, but like, even in AirPods, it's not going to sound like this. I'm talking about this microphone.
You know, just like any time you hear your own voice, it's the worst. You like
totally, except now. That's what's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Every time you hear your own voice,
that was what
it's
I was
more,
saying, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, totally. No, I agree with you. I suppose I was just
this isn't recording, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
No, I mean, I'll cut it out. You know what I mean?
God. I don't think I like it. Early.
I hate it.
You're already
early on.
On,
I hate it.
You don't like it?
So how are we going, guys?
Yeah, not too bad.
You can't drive the podcast.
Yes, I can.
No, you're not allowed to.
What's it called? That's good?
To. Yeah, that's good.
Good
that's
things good. Are coming.
Good things happen to good people with good stuff. Sometimes. That's what it's called.
I listened to the last episode, the end of the last episode.
Oh, yeah?
You put like someone covering a song at the end.
Who'd you get on, Rosso or something?
He won't answer our calls because we've made a choice.
Exactly.
We picked a side, you
we've
know?
Picked,
in the great
picked
fucking
Merrick.
War. Oh, yeah, man. I'll take Merrick. Rosso doesn't know anything about wine.
I've never met Rosso.
I mean, neither have I.
Mm. Seems more kind of like he's just taken a step back.
Who do you think's Merrick and Rosso of you two?
I reckon.
I wouldn't say a good question, but I think it's actually a terrible question. And I resent
no one,
having to answer it.
I don't think
it.
Anyone wins in that question.
Well, that's what I asked.
I think they're two kind of different guys. What's Rosso's vibe? Is Rosso more like relaxed? I'm just assuming. I never listened, but holy macaroni.
They were massive. I never heard anything from them. But.
10 Enmores. That's what Merrick keeps saying.
Mm. As in
a
row.
10 Enmores. Yeah.
What are they doing up there?
I don't know. What was their act? I don't know.
They would come out and, I guess, tell a story, like do bits.
They would run around, yeah.
Totally.
I guess it was like podcasting sort of.
What,
a live
crowd, an Enmore performance in front of 1,000 people.
Yeah. People do that in podcasts. That's a thing,
yeah,
right?
People
I suppose.
Big theaters.
Yeah,
like a live podcast.
Yeah, but you just like come out and pretend goal. All of it is like, you know, just be
off the
a rehearsed conversation. That's
totally.
I reckon they did bits. They're like, Rosso, you remember that time when I was driving the car drunk or whatever? And they'd be like, yeah, Merrick. Like
totally.
That's what I reckon.
You reckon greatest hits?
They would have definitely had a CD of sorts. Mm. You know how like...
You can't do that. If you've released that, you can't come out live and do it again. Conversations that everyone... And everyone's like, oh,
no,
that
was like, do that
like,
conversation about McDonald's drive-thru.
That would be...
I've had good conversations. Let's take this on the road.
Yeah,
I'm like, I've had some good conversations. Like, we've had, you know, and I'm like, I'd love to revisit that.
Mm. I think that kind of does happen socially kind of naturally when people go in a social setting... If we'd been talking about something and it kind of went well and then there's different people around, you could
well.
Be like, oh, weren't you saying about, and then you feign ignorance and then you kind of like tear up the other person.
It's an alley-oop, I believe.
Exactly.
An alley-oop. An
LA-oop. An
LA.
Is it networking to get to LA?
I feel like though sometimes that happens to me and you're not in the mood or you don't quite remember what you said the first time and you kind of feel obligation around it.
Well, I was just recently at a thing where someone obviously... told a funny, like they tell a funny story and it's good at the time and then they've obviously just, they don't tailor it to the next group.
Mm.
So they just completely tell a story where it's like no one's really invested in the people and they didn't sense but that like no one could get in, like nothing
They didn't
changed.
Explain the characters.
Are they on such
to,
a
yeah.
high from it killing in a
I
previous
so.
Group?
Well, they just don't know what the point of socializing is where they're just like, you have this thing, it goes okay, so I'll take it to this bit and I'll
totally.
Recount
Maybe
it word for
you
word.
Should run like socializing classes, just like how to
I'd love
be good
to.
At conversation.
It would
help so many people because I was this, I was like,
I can
at
just
the
see
pub
you
the other day.
Screaming at autistic kids being like, wrong, try it again, and like go easy, it's class number one.
My friend's wife was telling me a story the other day, and it was truly one of the most boring stories. Oh. She was just telling me her work email got hacked 3 times, and that was the stupid. could have said it like that, but instead she chose
to make it
like a 25-minute like odyssey. And halfway through, at about the 15-minute mark, I went to check my phone and she went, am I boring you? And I was like, oh, my God.
No. But I do think, like, people, like, how nice it must be to be like that and still be loved. Like, well, they've still found someone to love them. Like, we think we've got to be performing all the time to keep someone's love. And she's just like, I can just tell a shit story and go on. Whereas that would not ruin my day. Like, if I told a bad story and I knew someone didn't like it.
So you, totally. you hold yourself to a higher standard. Mm. Yeah, which is why you can teach the class.
Yeah.
Well, you're assuming that's your value in social settings. Quite rightly.
No, but also, but then the pressure gets to you sometimes and you're like, great, it's just going to, I'm in charge of the convo, am I? It's like, I'm going to do all the fucking heavy lifting.
Yeah. Totally.
You look at these people that just float on by in conversations. That's actually rude and not fair.
Oh, no,
they
know
they could lift harder. Yeah. You want to refuse to.
But you need to learn to chill.
I'm not psycho. Yeah.
Because I used to be like you, like, I've got to do all the lifting. And it's like some people are happy to just be quiet for a bit or chill.
And I think you'll find that I think there are definitely situations, not all the time, but I'm like this too, where you think that you have to do all the heavy lifting. But if you maybe stop talking for two seconds, maybe someone else would have a crack. They would probably go, all right.
This like feels like directed at me.
No. I say this with every ounce of my heart. Yeah. It's directed at both of you.
Oh, all of us and you.
Yeah.
All three of us have suffered from that
the
exact thing.
The problem is when you're a natural storyteller.
Yeah.
That this is what happens. Well, you feel you're like,
God. When that happens to me, I'll let you know.
Yeah. When someone mentions a keyword and you're like, well, I've got three stories that kind of get to that.
Oh,
so
I know.
I suppose I might start with that.
I've actually been dot points.
Lately, I've been fucking talking so much. It's like, I know.
Why? Have you been in a different social setting?
One more?
I don't know. Like, it just, I've had a few little gatherings and stuff. And it's like, I just can't stop being the center of attention. Like, I can't stop.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to frame this?
No, people are liking it. I don't think people are liking it.
Yeah.
I'm obsessively talking and I think everything I say is right and I cut in over people. Like,
totally.
The other day I was, like, cutting in, like, we were with two of our friends and we're talking about race stuff. They're both black and I'm cutting in over them. And I was like, I'm so sorry.
I love it when people cut in.
What did they say?
They were just laughing. Because, as I say, I am good at talking.
Of course, yeah, you're good enough. You're good enough. You should get
I'm good enough I can cut over black people when they're talking about their experience.
During the Black Lives Matter movement as well. That's storytelling. Like, that doesn't get any better than that. Mm.
People think when they cut in, they're like, sorry, I just was very excited about, like, what I had to say because, like, you don't always think of a good thing to say, so when you do, you kind of want to use it.
I've never thought of it. Every time I'm like, that's good enough, fire it out.
But I think, particularly if you have a good one, you're like, you don't want it to go to waste.
Maybe that's what I think. I'm like, I've got so many good ones at the moment.
You're just confident in your ones.
Yeah.
But then when I hear other people do that, the other excuse I've heard is people go, I was worried I was going to forget what I was going to say, so I just wanted to say it now. But it's like, that's what everyone who interrupts is thinking.
That's the battle.
Exactly.
You've got to remember the bit and put it on the shelf.
But then you don't get credit for that. There should be, after, at the end of a night, I think we've talked about this, like a ledger of the stories you didn't tell, the things you didn't interrupt, and I want credit.
No, I actually...
The worst time hanging out with Tom.
So before everyone leaves, I know everyone's kind of hungover and everyone wants to go back to their day.
We'll do a quick stock take of stories. What have you got that you didn't tell?
Oh, nothing, because I've got a few, and I'm going to tell them all now in front of this blackboard.
I say when you're stoned and you... forget what you're going to say. Mm. And then it's so embarrassing when you're like, fuck, that was really good. And then you remember it and you're like, oh, it's not that good.
Oh, yeah. Totally. And then you examine that feeling of think is good. Yeah. Then that's a real shame.
But really it's an evolutionary.
And yet you continue the behavior.
I know. But I think it's an evolutionary thing. Like, being stoned makes you forget stuff that you should never even have embarked on. Because often I'll be stoned and it's like, no matter what, I'm like, no, I think that's actually good. Like, anything I choose to explore stoned and can remember, I'm like, actually, that was pretty good. But the stuff I forget and...
So you think it's a natural, filter, like, whether you forget it or whether you don't.
Don't worry about that.
That's, like, a good thing to tell yourself.
Isn't that life, Tom?
I think it is. I legitimately think it is. So then if you're noticing that you're interrupting a lot, have you, like, taken steps to, like, change this behavior, or are you happy with it, or
I think I'm just gonna stop drinking as much.
Push on.
You reckon it's linked to
push on with it? I think that's the best way to do it,
because I think that, I mean, not to be too pro this behavior, because often that's bad to do what you're describing, but I think that energy of like confidence in something that you're saying and thinking it's worthwhile is what makes an entertaining story, or like you need someone to do that.
People don't mind it for a while, but it's
totally. This goes back to my original point that it's exhausting doing the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
I reckon there's just...
No, you're right. I do get... I know what you're saying, but I just think...
I was in line at a cafe this morning, right? Not to cut you off.
Oh,
but
no, is this a bit?
No, it's not a bit at all. Okay. It could be a bit.
It starts like one.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
find a more creative way. This is a part of my course, by the way.
Okay, totally.
Stop doing this.
Find a more creative way.
Are you only teaching comedians, though?
To make your story sound like less of a bit.
Okay.
So what about... God.
I was waiting for my coffee.
No.
It's even more of it.
Let's examine how that was different to the first one.
Well, the story takes place at a cafe.
Does it need
totally.
To?
Yes. Like it's the most essential bit.
Okay.
Anyway, so I was lining up for
I was feeling emotional this morning.
And a guy goes, he was like, can I get a flat white? And she was like, yeah. And then he was like, oh, do you have lactose-free milk? And then she goes, we've got water. That's how she said it to him.
That's rude.
So rude.
Especially because you're lactose intolerant.
Yeah, but I've gotten out of it.
What?
What do you mean?
Slowly.
You pushed through.
I did push through, sort of. Like, I wouldn't eat a tub of ice cream, but I'll have a bit of milk. Like, I'll have cheese now. I just, just kept trying.
So you're just getting used to runny shit.
Yeah, I just shit totally. Like it all. I wear a nappy.
It's like Becky with her not being able to remember things stoned. It's like you didn't fix it. But you just came
I did
it.
Fix it. I can tolerate it a bit now.
Mm. Excuse me, I'm going to open another one of these beers.
Oh, no, that's
it's
okay.
Gonna
make
you're
going
to have to, like, pull it hard.
I know.
Would you like?
I hate these packagings. I don't agree with them.
Would you like one of us to do it?
Yes, thanks. But I don't agree with that packaging.
As in you.
There was, like,
rough.
Four beers that I had an option of.
Oh, no, I like the beer. It's just, it's too hard to get out of that black thing.
Anyway, he bails straight away and he goes, I'll just have normal milk because he was so taken back.
Oh.
That's so rude.
She goes, we've got water. It was also at this cafe called Fleetwood Macchiato, which I think is like the
lake. Jesus Christ. Can I say, this is a good example of why like some sort of social training can actually be helpful, because I would say that anyone who works anywhere has so much more experience in that social context than the customers. Customers just wandering in, might get a coffee. They've got crazy reps on these interactions they're having. So maybe she knows that if you go, we've got water, they always just go, they fold. Like it's the right amount of like aggression.
Yeah.
What
which means practice makes perfect.
Would it kill her to say we do soy? You know? I was on here.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's okay for people to not want to drink dairy.
I mean, of course it is, but she is like...
That's psycho.
But she's taking like this stance
But that, I mean,
of, like,
that almost
pure...
seems fake to me because it's an... I've not experienced any kind
not
of...
Not only is it hacky, it's a lie.
This is a fake
oh, you're saying
story.
I'm... No, no, no.
Yeah,
why would I make
believe
up
it?
A fake
because
story?
Because what in a city... What in... Sorry, is this as loud as I think it is? Because I'm hearing myself in these cans.
It sounds good.
I don't know how loud
so
you think
loud.
It is. I mean, I think
you
it's,
can
an,
adjust
it's an appropriate level. But
anyway, as long as you can then bring
volume.
It down.
Yeah,
I just,
yeah. You can
like
be
I'm
lower
screaming.
If you want. Yeah, yeah. You are being very inappropriate.
I just think what inner city cafe is not used to people not wanting dairy. I would say half orders are dairy, non-dairy.
Well, no, I mean, whatever. Like, all I can do is tell the truth from my experience in this story. Mm. And
are you
and we
sure?
look forward to
but
it.
But no, this is my point is she did it. Like, you always accuse me of lying. Like, there's no lying.
I think you started when you were young because it helped you fit in. And you liked how it felt.
This is a 100% truth. They do it in like...
maybe not the whole thing's a lie, but maybe the crucial part
of
the story.
It is a lie because she's trying to do like this whole thing about it's like you know like they're pure coffee people.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's that, like they do fucking real coffee.
Still,
but the name of the cafe is Fleetwood Macchiato.
Oh,
so it's like fucking
where is it?
Erskineville.
I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna talk to and do a fact
recording.
Check.
My dream.
And then we'll do another pod and I will. Yep. Tell you what actually happened.
But totally. It's going to be such
and
a boring pod
back,
because it's just going to be like Sam was right.
Doesn't sound boring to me.
But that is very cruel to that man. Especially like you would think, it's like we all have like little weird things, but if you had funny guts your whole life and you're like, it's finally
funny
we
guts.
Can be funny.
What are you, an old man, 50-year-old dad? Oh,
well,
she's
you know,
got
like,
funny guts. She gets her shits. She squirts.
But I just think, yeah, like you at the very least – go into a cafe, and for quite a few years, it's been okay to order non-dairy without being fucking implying that you're some totally kind of pussy.
Absolutely.
And for her to do that, he'd be like, "Oh my god."
Yeah. It's more blindsiding. Yeah, like, it's like you would have gotten over it maybe, yeah, like 5 years ago or something. Before that, even saying soy, like you have to kind of like look around your shoulder.
Yeah, 10 years. It's been very acceptable not to have dairy,
especially in a city.
Longer. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Especially at somewhere called Fleetwood Macchiato. Mm. That's why it's good. Maybe they've hired someone specifically to just kind of emasculate some of the customers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're trying to win social points experiment. Back. It's also funny they've got like the established sign like on the front of the cafe and it's like 2014.
That's
so
always
they named
pathetic.
It Fleetwood Macchiato in 2014. It wasn't in the
70s. But there were probably people in 1889 being like, they're putting the sign up now in 1889.
No, no, no.
why don't you, like, if, yeah. if no, it was
they went
17,
out of business
56?
2 years later. Yeah. And no, no. Never saw
I'm
it.
Not saying that it's hacked to put the sign up because you've got to put the sign up
at some point.
The sign's got to go up. My point is like,
when?
The 70s, I'm talking about 10 years. Like, the puns might have been in 50 years ago. I'm just saying it's embarrassing to see that they thought of that name in 2014.
Yes, yes, yes.
I reckon, though, that's a better pun later. I think having a pun about a very current musical act is more lame than like a past one.
Oh yeah, you need to know it's a stayer.
Like, what's, who's big now?
Like Ariana Grande.
Yeah, and Grande grind, size. Grind,
oh,
grind.
Oh, Grande. Yeah, he just Grande. Oh, yeah.
It's a Starbucks size. But no, Grande isn't bad either.
Grande is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my god! She
that would like
cafe at the
no one would go in there. That's kind of scary. But if you go back like 40 years, it's not bad. I reckon you got to wait 10 years before you put established in though.
Oh, so you think you wait a little bit?
So to be honest, if I see anything that starts with a 2, I'm like pathetic.
Oh, I know, that is so weird. But what I'm saying is they would have said that in 1889.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. In 16,
and they would have been
49.
Fucking spot on then as well.
Yeah,
I think.
But it's now we see it and it's awesome.
Well, what places are you seeing that were established in, I suppose, schools or something?
Yeah,
a lot of like old buildings.
Cobbling places.
Little old pebbles I find with engravings in them.
I do like the established sign when it's been there for ages. I think it's like touching and it's a nice moment in history to like pop your hand on it and be like, the stories these walls must be able to tell if they could talk.
You need to know if it's changed hands
even
in the interim,
though.
Even
the walls are like, Sam's a liar.
The walls are like, she
in
said, yeah,
in this particular cafe, the walls do talk.
She said you were going
to so Sam fabricated the key parts of that story to take it from a non-acceptable anecdote to one that was vaguely acceptable.
It's absolutely insanity.
Because he's
the
getting
most boring.
Ready to get hit the stage. The walls are really chatty.
Yeah, and they have a vibe. It's like, clearly there's some sort of pandemic happening. Some of these comedians are like ready to return to having more attention.
If I was going
to
lie about that story, I would say that she like punched him in the head and then kicked him and then
would
be like,
you would know that we would know
exactly.
It's too far.
Why would I fabricate it just for her to be
because
like,
because you're good at it. You've been doing it for years.
I've been doing it for years.
It's like a serial killer. He's like, why would I murder her then? It's like, because
you
know
go
that
to
it
jail. Everyone would find out. The whole point is secrecy.
Last time I bring a fucking like nice little story to get the conversation flowing in.
Yeah, I want fucking proof for every scary.
I'm
going to
wear a
detail.
Wire and just fucking start wearing like one of the police little like filming things. At
worst
all time.
Season of The Wire ever.
So it starts at the cafe. There's not really much of an arc. It's just a bloke getting emasculated in numerous cafes.
That was like when you're watching other people. Comedy festival, a guy that we know, all know, he was like making a
say his name.
Was making a vlog. And, and he was like secretly filming everyone. Like he would be at the front of town hall with his like phone like in his top pocket.
Oh my god.
And no one knew what was happening and you'd be having these weird conversations with him and then he'd like tag you in his vlog post the next day.
Oh my god.
Oh
yeah.
That's rough. Were you in one? What were you saying?
You're so funny.
I was like,
imagine getting outed as like a guy who's a bit of a weird guy. Like people kind of know he's a weird guy, and you're like, dude, I won't let anyone hear this. But I think you're fucking brilliant, man. And if you ever have any kind of inclination to, come and like kill a bunch of people at once in some sort of public area, leave me out of it, mate. Because I've always supported you.
I don't know what. I think I was just talking about ticket numbers. There was nothing exciting. He shouldn't have been filming me, and he didn't ever get my permission.
No, that's pretty crazy.
Feels like no one's getting anyone's permission anymore with filming.
In what context?
What do you mean?
Just like Brian Cardigan and shit. It's like as if they get that person's permission.
But they don't have
totally.
To.
Right? I don't think you have actually have
you
to.
You don't have to. Right. You don't.
Yeah,
you
it's
don't.
A myth.
You know, you do it for like commercial purposes.
Yeah, right.
I think if you're in an ad or something.
He's making money.
Who?
The guy, Toby, who owns Brown Cardigan.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but I think it's like.
Oh, as in, yeah. Oh, he's like commercializing like, yeah, like the thing. Yeah. Totally. Yeah, for sure. Oh, you'd be pretty. It would be pretty brutal if. I mean, I remember filming some guy. I think maybe I was with you at a pub and there was a guy. I forget what he was doing. I think he was playing pool, but he was doing something slightly strange. And I forget what it was.
Okay.
But I filmed
sounds
it.
Good so far.
But it just wasn't.
Yeah, at least lie.
Yeah, at least it up, dude.
This is what it looks like. Clearly, based on evolution, my brain has decided that this isn't an entertaining enough story. Yeah. So I've kind of, yeah. Based on your theory, evolution, by the way, is around stories, not about like how our bodies are.
No, I think the brain, I mean, we've always had substances.
Our brain has evolved to not remember things when I'm stoned if they're not funny enough.
No, maybe your own instincts kick in.
Mm.
And when you're stoned, you're not even like, you're just actually just base instinct.
Totally.
And your own mechanics kick in and you're like, nope, not worth
the
it, not worth
mechanics.
It.
Yes.
Yeah.
I legitimately think that dealing, the nature of memory is like, has evolved to kind of like suit our narrative of our life because like we take in so much information and we do remember the stuff that kind of like makes us feel good or benefits us or is like obviously like relevant or like crazy or something. So like
it's someone saying we've got water in a cafe.
Totally.
Like you remember the key bits.
But I reckon if you're at a party and if you heard and if you were like a bit intoxicated and if you heard someone whispering over there like, Sam's a fucking idiot or something, you know, something like
never
bad,
that.
You wouldn't. But, you know, some like someone, a dig, you would forget that quicker, I reckon. I reckon then we've kind of evolved to like forget. Maybe if it was less intense.
No.
If it was quite bad, I mean, then you'd remember it. But if it was like...
I think we've evolved to forget...
People are being mean to us.
Totally. Yeah,
No.
I've evolved to never...
Everyone goes to therapy just to talk about mean things that people have done to them.
Is that what you're talking about in there? I'm talking about my goals, my past successes, my future plans.
I went to my therapist and she had just moved here from India and she's just...
Right.
She spoke Hindi like...
In the session.
So I don't know if this is right for a podcast.
What, she spoke Hindi well, which is not relevant.
But no,
then,
but like not English well. And so I'm like trying to
have an ESL.
Talk about, to have ESL crazy. For therapy I've never heard of.
She's
because
lame.
I'm like trying to tell her about some traumatic stuff from my childhood. And she's like, sorry, can you please repeat that? And I'm like, oh, come on.
You see her like Googling things. You look at her computer. It's like narcissistic personality disorder. You're like, you didn't know that? You should know that.
Are you still going to her?
Nah.
Yeah. One session?
Two.
You gave it two.
Mm. Yeah, that's it.
You got to.
I think that it could have been good. It could have been kind of like disarming.
Mm.
She could have like faked it as well because a lot of times therapists
what,
really
fake speaking
don't
a
say
language.
That much. Like if she just learned enough of the key phrases
to keep you
talking.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Just you can see her just staring at the clock, counting it down, being like, I'm almost through.
It was just so funny because I was like texting someone being like, I'm depressed, I want to die, and my therapist speaks Hindi.
You walked in and you're like, well, fuck, I didn't think I could get any worse.
I'm like, I don't feel listened to. I don't feel like I can communicate.
Understood. It's like no one gets me.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she's like, sorry. And she'd have to say some stuff in Hindi and then try and like she's like, oh, what am I trying to say? What am I trying to say?
Oh, my God.
And you're like, and fuck, like, you're on the clock here.
How did you find her?
Like a nice lady, but ultimately it wasn't a match.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. But no, I meant how did you find it? Like,
you're
like, how did you find her?
It's
like,
com.
Yeah, exactly. You got some sort of.
Your Hindi friend recommended. Yeah, I got this great book.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, man. I went to a therapist and I was too.
I'm just going
to
put an edit point there just in case you want to cut that out.
I love
these
that,
racially sensitive times.
No, I think it's.
Just annoying. I mean, it is funny and like she wouldn't care. She's like, yeah.
It's absolutely so fine to want your therapist to proficiently speak the same language as you.
I would say it's the only requirement, really.
Yeah. And I'm like, she's
there are several.
And that's the thing, I'm like, she's
listen.
She's obviously
qualifications.
Tissues, listening, and the language. That's all they need in the office.
Yeah.
And an ability to
empathize.
But I think it's obviously she's a very smart person. She not only speaks at least two languages.
Mm.
She's like moved
one and a half.
One and a half. Well, she could speak other dialects. There's
totally.
Many.
No, she probably does, yeah.
You know, she's probably disappointing clients in Sweden with her Swedish. It's not just English.
Did I tell you my therapist used to have like the an FPOS little machine next to her during the whole...
That's not nice.
For the whole hour? What? So you're talking
it really
about
makes
tissues.
It feel transactional.
Well, exactly. Which I think maybe might have been the point. But she had, like, she sat here and what? Because she said something in the first session about, like, because I think some people have anxiety about, you know, like, why am I boring this person with my problems? And mm-hmm. she made the point that it's like, you're giving me money and then as a result, you don't have to worry about that because it's like, you've paid for this time.
Yeah.
So it's appropriate for you to share your feelings. But, yeah, I wonder whether that's what she was trying to get across. But it, like, didn't work because it was just, like, the whole time I'm looking at her, she had, like, on this little bench next to her, a little thing that you, which I, at the end, tapped my credit card. So you're just like, oh.
Maybe it's
she
just
had a pot of jewels. Be like, yeah,
exactly. Every week there's more jewels in the thing. I'm like.
He's like, I love my jewels.
Exactly. Every time I share my feelings, she's like, yes.
Another jewel. Another jewel.
Go on. It's like, can you stop rubbing your fingers together in a kind of evil fashion? That's not really helping me open up. But I've struggled with, like, changing.
But, yeah, I struggle with depression for sure. Exactly. Yeah, for sure. Like, wanted to fucking end it all.
Do you lie to your therapist?
Oh, that's a good question. I think so, but only to the extent I lie to myself.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
I think they're always like, so what happened? I'm like, I don't know. You're like, what version do you want?
I was holding court to numerous people. Yeah. Killing. And then one person said something mean to me and it ruined my week.
Mm. I did find...
But to make sure I was killing.
You're trying to like show off. I feel like at some points I did tell a story where I was like worried about how I'd behaved. And then she... And maybe this is just the style of... Which is what I was going to say before. Mm. I would have, I think, liked to change, but then didn't have the guts. I just stuck with the first one. Mm. But I would say, yeah, some story where I was like worried about how.
Was that about when I'd you acted. Went to the RSPCA and snipped off all the dogs' tails?
No, that didn't come up. That's actually one of my proudest achievements. That is. I don't know. There's some threshold for something you reveal in a therapy session where they're obliged to call the police.
Yeah.
And I reckon that's
also,
above
I
it.
I don't think you snip the tail. Like, I think it's more than a quick snip to just get
what,
the tail.
Well, depends
off.
What you're working
like,
with.
Like, I think it's
depends
just
on
like,
the dog.
Depends what, if you got bolt cutters and they're cutting through a bolt, you can cut through a tail.
Oh my
God.
What? You've never thought? Some fucking dog's tails whipping your legs at the pub. You never thought how easy you would be.
That is Becky's therapist later talking to Taunton's therapist.
Yeah.
Taunton's therapist is like, yeah, no, he had went to another cafe. Yeah, it was a pretty interesting session.
Yeah. He spends a lot of time like, in cafes. Yeah.
Becky's one's like, you're going to want to sit down for this.
She goes, I had to pretend to not speak English, so I just didn't have to hear any more stories.
Yeah, exactly. She just didn't like you.
She speaks English perfectly. Yeah. She's like, this bitch better not come back.
She's taking down her qualifications off the wall. Yeah. She's putting up kind of Indian stuff just to make it so you fuck off. Oh, man. That would be the worst thing if you realise that your therapist was trying to get you to move on even.
Yeah, your therapist is trying to drop you. Mm.
For sure.
It was like chatting to a therapist and they were saying that it's like they hate like just like kind of just like white people in their 20s that live in the city. Like their problems are not, they want the 16-year-old with like a meth problem.
Oh, you'd love
like
the dog
homeless.
Snipper.
Yeah, no, you would. Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
You'd be like, oh, so did you have dogs at home? Like that.
It's like,
imagine
when you
seeing
your
first
tail.
Therapist like crack a like an intrigued smile, like, oh, here we are, kind of thing.
Like finally checking in.
And you're like, oh, that's what your actual listening face looks like. So the other one's been fake the whole time. Yeah. Be like,
putting the FPOS machine back in the drawer. Like, let's begin properly.
Exactly. Get to level two of therapy by snipping off a dog's tail.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
But yeah, no, I was worried. Sometimes she sided with me when I told a story where I was worried about something, like something small. Mm. But yeah, that's when I was like, yeah, I think to some extent I'm lying to myself in how I told the story.
Yeah.
I want you to examine my behavior and like help me get through that.
Oh, you'd be a nightmare to yourself. Yeah. Like, you'd be like, okay, so starting here now, we've got this person and they're a great person. They've got their own issues, but, you know, ultimately I understand them. And then there's me and I don't know. Like,
and then 20 minutes in, she goes, Tom, do you think you're autistic?
But I mean,
I have a diagnosis, just interrupting.
Like, you give so much detail that it's actually quite hard for someone to come in and fault you.
But
on
easy
your logic.
To have a little nod off, you know? Totally. Easy to fall asleep.
I did talk a lot in there. I would have loved more input
but
from her.
You're supposed to, right?
I suppose. But, like, yeah, some of it was like,
she should just
not
say
relevant.
To you, like, she should give you scenarios and you, and then just give you a yes or no answer and then be like, why did you pick yes? And then go in from there.
Oh, I would love. Yeah, are you
instead
talking
of
about
you coming in?
That no, is
that
actually
is
my
true,
dream.
Because yeah. you'll argue
multiple,
with yourself.
Multiple choice therapy.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, do you feel A, this, B, this way? I think kind of the point of it, though, it depends on the style of it, though, isn't the point that you kind of talk and then, like, you, with questions, get deeper?
I know, but I always thought it was going to be, like, more interesting
yeah.
therapy.
No, it was just fucking.
Because she's always like, so what do you want? Like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I thought it would be like Tony Soprano. And I'm sitting there and you ask me something and I'm like.
I mean, but he's got a lot to work with. Not saying you don't have as much.
But I mean, Melfi was very good at, like.
Bringing it out. That's what I would have liked more of, is like some more. But then I'm told some therapists are more active and they're, like, better at that. Whereas some are kind of like let you go.
Yeah.
And I think, it's about
finding. Mine was giving me
right
too
one.
Much homework. Like, she's like, okay, imagine a year from now. Because I was like, oh, maybe I should stop drinking as much. And she's like, okay. And she zeroed in on that. I'm like, yeah, but that's not really, I don't really care.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, yeah.
I don't really want to do that.
I
don't
actually want to. That's the easiest thing for them to do. They're like, they ask you how much and then they're like, well, you've technically got a drinking problem.
Well, that's.
Yeah. And you're like, I know,
and
but
she's
that's
like,
not
I
why
don't
I'm
drink,
here.
So I don't know what. Is the right amount. And I'm like, you don't drink.
Oh, my
like,
God.
So now everything I said, she was like.
I don't know what the right amount is.
So then suddenly she's like, so how many would you have in a night? And I'm now like, oh.
Totally. And then, depends like, what night, I suppose. You know, who's there?
And everything I said, her eyes widened in shock.
Oh, my God.
Because it was a lot. Because she doesn't drink at all.
Yeah. Well, but
of
then.
Of course.
So I'm like, over a weekend, 13 to 14. And I'm like, probably more.
Yeah. But like, that's not.
I mean, yeah, but it's. You should want your therapist to be kind of cool. I think, you know, they've
especially
got
if they're dealing with someone like me, who's like really fucking cool.
Yeah, I know I'm a bit of a psycho at parties. The problem is, I just haven't been able to find a therapist yet who's cooler than me, which is what I need.
I talk
I've
too
been
much.
Looking.
I haven't got a therapist.
I've gone around this city, hun.
And the don't stories that I think I've got on stone, they're meant to be. I've only left pure gold.
So everything I think, there's been a natural evolutionary filter system
so
that's
I'm
already
awesome.
Been in place. The end, no more questions. I might leave, actually, before any of you have any input.
And then I moonwalk away.
You think it's a moonwalk? You're on the ground.
Going,
crawling. Not even the sound a moonwalk makes, Becky. They scream at you as you crawl out of there going boop, boop, boop.
Still pretty good.
I think
because I did it.
I went once to therapy and it was like quite, I remember leaving and it felt like a full body massage. And then every other time was like me out the front before it started trying to think of some stuff, like bits to talk
to
about.
To be honest, it's not that dissimilar to this. Where, like, on the way, you're like, fuck, what am I going to talk about?
So much different.
No, I mean, but, like, there's a pressure to kind of have something happen that's of note in order to, which is probably the problem, to be honest, which we were talking about before, of feeling like you're kind of obliged
like
to
that's not how
entertain
normal people.
People
communicate.
Yes, and that is what I think the big disconnect that I've experienced
with you and a therapist.
Yes. I'm like, this is so not real and, like, not how anyone would ever talk.
No.
Ever. Mm. And therefore, I don't feel like I can benefit from this.
Like, so if she's not laughing, you're, like, not feeling...
No.
Oh, a laugh feels great.
Yeah. I mean, if you could get a laugh... I haven't got any laughs in there. It's been
really?
Not... I mean, a few smiles.
For me, it's hard because, making a joke in another language is kind of difficult.
You're learning Hindi. You're like, comedy.
You're doing, like, mime shit up against the wall.
Talking about Sachin Tendulkar and shit. Like, what the fuck his name is.
Sachin Tendulkar, yeah.
I mean, that was a good reference,
yeah.
Yeah. Virat Kohli would have been more to date.
When I brought up drinking, my one went, she was like, just skipped over it. So I was like, yeah, I should probably drink less. Like, that's a... But yeah, not the core problem, but
ego
like
problem,
but
I
reckon.
And she was like, "Yeah, I mean, she was like, do you ever drink alone?" I'm like, "Not much." She's like, "Okay." And then
because you're a very alert person, Like, no one will look at you and be like, oh, he's slow of mind. He must be drinking too much. Like,
do you think that's
the
main
thing? You see
alcoholics,
their like, eyes are yellow. They're very slow and stuff. It's like, you're so chip. Like, if anything, you should have more to drink. Like, what will slow you down?
That's the intervention.
What will slow your brain down?
I've never really seen you drunk at all. Like, I've seen you drink a lot and never been, like, properly.
No, it doesn't really make me,
you're
never
embarrassed.
Ooh.
You never cry or anything.
No,
which is awesome.
That's therapy. By the way, before we start, I just want to say that I've heard that you don't cry, and I think that's fine.
I think it's
sick.
Awesome. I'll shake your hand. We don't need to go any further.
There should be therapists that are like
exactly. That actually means that you've never been sad because there's never been.
It's like, can you help me with my problems? Maybe?
Cured guy.
You start going through the therapist issues.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, I think you drink too much. Not me. Never cried.
That'd be a good. Yeah. How many beers do you have like on a Friday? And you're like five, and then the guy's like, whoa, really? I have like nine, and you're like, really? What do you think that is? And then you spin it.
Bro therapy.
Yeah.
Bro therapy.
Instead of bro comedy.
Totally. And bro the therapy. Double. I think you would kind of maybe, I mean, now I think we're probably just describing friendship.
Mm.
Really.
Right.
But like people who share stories and they're for each other. I'm like, that'd be a good arrangement to have like once a week. Yeah. And I'm like, nope,
yeah.
I'm describing friendship there. Sorry.
Yeah. So how's the potting going, guys?
I mean, you know, I thought it'd be better.
Really?
Yeah, I thought I really loved it early on because it was a real kind of.
Was it fascinating to see how many listens were coming in? And you're like, whoa.
Big numbers, yeah.
What were the numbers like?
I think we're pushing the mid to high single thousand digits.
Wait. So what?
Single thousand digits. That is deliberately very vague.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have
you
to ask.
1,000 digits.
Because you don't want the people listening to feel like losers.
What's like every time?
Yeah, there's three of you and you're all fucking pathetic. Yeah.
Well, every time
we've
I
actually
see
been
Jared,
able to deduce your names.
Every time I see Jared, he's like 2,500 views an episode or listens an episode. Like that's how he just talks now about how much, how
interesting.
Like, often people
I think it's very
podcasts.
Important not to focus too much on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, I've been locked out of the thing. I can't check it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You've been locked out. Avushka.
Avushka. Yeah. No, I think we're Podbeaning.
Oh, you're Podbeaning.
We're Podbeaning.
I reckon Podbean is the most pathetic.
The interface doesn't look great.
It's
got the word bean in it, which doesn't sound very
ironically,
serious.
Ironically, would be a good name for a cafe.
A great name for a cafe.
That's not bad.
Podbean.
We were on a... We went to a friend's birthday dinner and then we're having some drinks afterwards on Saturday.
Last weekend.
Yep. And
saw the pit.
We were with the Mug Off boys.
They're all there, yeah.
And they were talking about the podcast.
Yeah, so then he got stuck at the wrong end of the table.
Oh,
which, hey, that's brutal. A good expression that I've just coined.
What, getting stuck at the wrong end of the table?
Like, if someone in life is not where they want to be, like, they're a bit stuck at the wrong end of the table.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right. That's
because you know
bad.
When you go out for it. Because we did it to
Because I was going to be like, sounds like Yaz came up with it.
No, I came up with it.
I've just coined a term.
He was just like.
You just said Yaz told you that.
No, Yaz just said he was
yeah,
like.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. Like, he's like,
yeah,
I could see all the boys like laughing and shit. And he was sitting next to some chick.
Mm. Oh,
he
I thought
like
he was having
so
a good time up there. He's trying to have his cake and eat it too.
Yeah, but he's just trying to make you guys feel like he can be anywhere.
You reckon it's all performative?
He's
yeah,
good.
Maybe.
You could slot him in most places. And
oh yeah, totally. Yeah. But regardless of whether you can slot in, it's where you want
to
be.
Yeah, but people. I said to him before, I was like, it's imperative that you get up there early to get your pick of. And he's like, no, I want to smoke a cigarette. So he made his bed,
which is actually one I've coined.
Yeah, he said he was ushering people through. Like, go ahead.
No one to blame but himself.
But you know what? I think you have to be brutal with, like, Sophie. We had one after when we went to Nikita's birthday.
Mm.
And Sophie, we were just like, we don't care. We're a bit hungover. We just want Sophie at the top of our table. And she walked in and she was with another friend. And we just went, we saved you a seat. And she just broke off. She said her friend was furious. But she just was like, I do want to be here.
Totally.
So where did her friend sit?
She went up to the other table. Because the other friend knew other people up there.
Oh, okay.
And so he's just like, I just wanted to do what I wanted to do.
I think people that are mad, they know that they can't get too mad. Because it is, you do sign up for that at a dinner.
Yeah.
You can't really be too.
Yeah. And I mean, everyone's kind of going to be quite polite. So no one's going to block you out of the conversation and be like, just talking over you. Everyone will try to include you, I think. Are you okay?
Totally.
Yeah, I'm just burping heaps.
I mean,
yeah.
Can you do it into the mic?
No, because they're like...
real sensitive.
They're really, like, quiet.
You're embarrassed about how small they are.
They're quiet.
I'd like them to be more substantial.
Normally I do these. You even wouldn't be able to hear them. They're normally so huge, but yeah, I don't know what. I just, yeah, can we stop?
Do you think burps or farts are grosser?
Oh, it's such a great question. Mm. I think it's definitely.
I don't know about that.
Because Henry used to say burps actually grossed him out more because, like.
It's ridiculous.
If I smell someone's burp, I think it's one of the most disgusting things ever.
It is fucked up.
Ever. But
how about this? I reckon that burps aren't as bad, but if burps are gross, it speaks more to the person being gross because farts are just across the board bad because it's like smells like shit. Whereas if like a burp is mainly fine, but if you've had egg or whatever, then you're a bit like, oh, what's wrong with you?
So there's more risk involved. But then you hate eggs.
Me?
You don't hate them. You hate eggs.
No, but by association, I hate, you know.
I hate racism.
But if someone's racist. Yeah, now that hate is attached to them.
That doesn't make sense. That's not the
That's
same.
Not the same analogy because you like eggs.
What do you mean? I don't like eggs. No, I don't like eggs.
Oh, you don't like eggs at all? Do you not?
You don't like eggs?
I've seen you eat an egg.
I've definitely seen you eating eggs.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you kissing an egg.
I actually also love racism. You've got me.
I've got you.
God damn it.
You stupid white boy. Stupid white boy.
I don't think this kind of discourse is helpful. I feel like it would be more successful as a movement if we're a bit more inclusive in our rhetoric.
I loved, I'm not going to say the name, but.
What were you saying though?
Oh, I don't know.
I was watching a video before I came here of two men crying about the Chris D'Elia thing. They were like, I hope it's not true.
Oh, did you not see? He's the latest to get cancelled.
He went
and
down.
Miguel
Chris D'Elia. I've never heard his name said out loud. Yeah. No, yeah, that's...
That is how you say it,
it's
isn't
so
it?
Funny that he has played a pedophile in Workaholics and...
Totally. Yeah. Yes, totally.
It's bizarre. It's like when I found that video at Craig Anderson's place and it's Rolf Harris and it's called... It's really old VHS and it said, kids can say no. And it's a photo of him and we watched it at Craig's place and it's...
What?
Rolf Harris, and he's in a garden with all these kids, and they're running around, and he's what? Like...
That is out there online as well to see.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe someone uploaded it.
But hang on, they're running around in a garden.
They're running around, and Rolf Harris is like, we've got to learn boundaries, don't we, kids? There's good touching and there's bad touching. Let's see what good touching is. And he's like giving them hugs and he's like, but there's bad touching, isn't there?
And then he jerks them off.
And then the video cuts out. Where's the rest? No, that was it.
No, it is online.
But it's so weird. Apparently, but I used to think like, oh, it was just, I don't know, like he was high on his own and he just did it. But apparently his management were like, there's rumors circulating, someone put it out. No, just that kind of, you know, when they think they can do anything, now I'll do kids stuff.
And totally.
Like,
yeah.
I'll do this thing, you know, but he actually was instructed to do it by his management apparently. Because there was rumors circulating.
Right.
But then hang on, is that meant to combat the rumors? Because that's what a pedophile would say. That if they can say no, then when they consent, then because the whole point of why pedophilia is wrong is because kids can't make the decision of whether to consent, even if they're kind of, you know, showing keenness. It's like they're children, they can't make that decision.
Totally. Yeah.
But if you're trying to make the point that they can say no, that's what a pedophile would argue, that it's like they liked it, so it's fine.
But he's a creepy. I mean, he's creepier to me than Chris, what's his name, D'Elia was. Because there was a lot of discussion online and the common trait was like, oh, no one's surprised by this.
Yeah.
But I mean, like,
you can totally see him being an asshole, though. Like, he just has asshole eyes,
and he's never like drunk in his life. Which I'm like, the worst trait you could. If you quit drinking because you had a drinking problem, fine. Or you just, it's not for you, whatever. Yeah. But if you're like, I can't be trusted.
I'll never touch it. They know that there's a darkness.
I know.
Do you think that's what it is? He can't be trusted. Well, is that what?
Why wouldn't you just try it?
So he's just never tried.
Well, there's a person we know that has never tried it, and it freaks me out. And I have seen their darkness.
She's mouthing or burping.
Could you write it down?
Oh, yeah, right. Totally. Oh, no, there's a darkness.
Surely
there.
He
hasn't drunk
that
because
was
it's
so funny, by the way.
And
your
I was like,
face.
Just loving that.
It's like you're trying to blow a massive bubble.
I know.
The other reason that maybe people do it is like a predatory reason, which links me into the fucking Romanian guy when we were in Rome.
Oh, yeah, Tom dobbed on a guy.
Were you on a dumped on a guy for potentially sexual assaulting someone?
I think he was going to be...
Which is a childish act in
it's extremely childish.
Like, what's worse, very sexual or dobbing?
But like we were talking to this kind of like creepy... Well, no, he was just like a normal Romanian guy.
Nah, he was always creepy.
He was a bit of like a slimy sounding dude who was talking about... Because we were on like a pub crawl, which we went on semi-ironically.
Until we realized that Tim wasn't doing it ironically.
You were just absolutely...
Tim's like, we're recapturing my Kim Tiki tour when he was 18. Yeah,
exactly.
It's like, I did something similar, boys. He's like crying after the night. I love you, lads.
Just loving it. But it was, I mean, it was interesting.
Fun. Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of the... There was just so many more men than women. Mm. And a lot of the guys... I mean, we didn't really talk to that many people. It wasn't fun that, like, we weren't, you know... It felt bad to be kind of, like, ostracized. They were like...
Maybe we were the least cool people there.
Oh, totally. There were like 11 Dutch, beautiful, like 6'3" guys, all wearing the same kind of like suits.
Yeah.
That were just like
all
hot.
The girls wanted to
and like
them.
21, and just like dancing, everyone like lifting girls up. Whoa. And just like center of the whole thing.
You guys
all
wearing your matching V-necks.
We're in the back.
General pants. Come
we're wearing
through.
Visors as well.
Just absolutely nothing. But like when you
still
did...
wearing your Edinburgh pass.
Like, yeah. Underbelly. Yeah, it's one of the four.
We're at a fringe. Yeah,
yeah. It's actually interesting that you're gonna get a drink. Okay, I'll wait here. Yep. But when we talked to some of the guys, like I think some of the chat was guys being like, "Oh, not as many girls as you'd like, hey, but you know, hopefully you get some action later." Like that was
who said that?
Well, I mean, the Romanian guy at the beginning.
Oh yeah, he did.
But I feel like that was a few other people said that.
But then it turned real bad with that guy.
Well, exactly. That was like early on. But then later, like at the last place, and maybe it was like 1 or 2 a.m. and we'd been to like, you know, 7 places.
We're at a gay music festival in the outskirts of Rome.
We got on a bus, like...
A public bus, not a
public
bus.
It was the cheapest, like 50 of us on just a public, with just people going home and then sat on the bus for like half an hour or something. It was the most budget thing. Mm. But yeah, then got to this place and it became clear that he, like we were just chatting to him, and it became clear he hadn't had a drink all night.
Right.
And he was like, this is the thing that I like to do. Gross. And he said he'd done it before. And he's like, girls are so easy now, man. They're going to be up for it. I can feel
the
it.
The D'Elia hour.
Exactly. And it just felt wrong.
It's so,
it felt wrong. It was wrong. Anyway, so Tom
and they'd also told us to like check in if anything. So I just started running.
To some like American with 3/4 shorts that was sort of leading the tour. And he's like, I don't want to know this information at all.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's like, what's happened? I'm like, nothing yet. I suspect a Romanian guy.
It was like he has no like jurisdiction. He was just like, man, the bus is like it's on.
Totally.
Here.
Yeah. He was actually finished.
Yeah, he was off for the day.
But I think that, that's probably another... Yeah, people, if you want your wits about you when other people don't have their wits about them, you could argue it's similar to pedophilia, you know? Like other people kind of lack the ability to consent because...
Yeah, like a drunk 24-year-old girl is essentially a toddler.
I mean, sure.
With every beer, you revert back.
She's like hobbling around, like she can't walk.
Totally,
I start doing stand-up. She can't walk, you know, she's wearing that stupid-ass dress.
Exactly. You mean walking out?
You know what I don't get?
Yes, no, it's very interesting. Over the break, Becky has returned with a tad, like a little bit of an African-American accent.
Not noticeable, but if you watch it for long enough, you will hear it a little bit.
Exactly. I don't know what's happened.
So potting, guys. It's kind of like two young boys pretending to have a radio show.
What do you mean? It's kind of like...
That's what it is. Yeah. That was the appeal.
Yeah.
How do you find it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're a seasoned podcaster.
No, we don't do it enough. And we still don't know what it is. Like, this is actually, you know, two guys podcast, you know what it is.
What do you mean? That's what yours is, but
yours
you're a woman.
Like two, a man and a woman.
I don't know. But we don't never know if we're serious. Like sometimes we'll do characters and then we actually talk about stuff and I'm like, it's very, whoever it hits, they have to be pretty fucking across.
Yeah.
You know,
you are culturally kind of want both of those things.
And then it's a bit demented.
Do you think maybe they're invested in you guys more than the content itself?
Sure. Maybe. Mm. I don't know. I don't know. I never look at the numbers. I don't care. Like,
yeah, me either. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't look. I can't.
Well, that's locked out. That's what I was going to say on Saturday night, though, because those guys were kind of like teasing you for having a...
Yeah, what were they teasing me?
They were just trying to big dog someone.
It's, just, look, it's a big thing for them.
Yeah, totally. But then he was trying to make that point that it's like, you know, you guys are taking this more seriously.
Yeah.
But then at some point was like, I couldn't give a shit if it stopped tomorrow.
Okay, I said that to hurt you.
And then I was like, hang on a minute. You're getting, that's maybe a bit extreme. I get what you're saying.
I mean, I thought that would be a funny bit, but then I realized that you were a bit upset when I said that.
I wasn't upset. I was just...
So you wanted to end tomorrow. You wanted to end.
Sorry?
You wanted to end then.
Yeah. That's what. Yeah.
So this is it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last ep.
Yeah. This is the last ep.
Cool. Everyone.
I like that if it ends now.
I was kidding. No,
I wanted to. But
it's like Deadwood, you know? It's like there was only three seasons. And it's like, could have been so, but it's like it ended and it got. Yes. And then people rediscovered it and they're like, what the fuck? So your podcast could be like that where it's like, they discover it and they're like, why didn't it keep going?
Yeah. Totally. Conceptually, that you know, that makes sense, but I think it's extremely unlikely in this case.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Me too. I just said finished Deadwood. And I wanted to say it. So, yeah.
I mean, that's why you make – and I think it was great.
Thanks. Mm. Well, how long have we been going for, though?
Anyway. Oh, we can close it, wrap it up.
I just need to piss, but
– Yeah, no, I mean, 56 minutes.
Yeah. Is that – that's perfect.
That's right.
That's primo.
Yeah.
Take out the –
Take out the Hindu stuff.
Yeah, make it more difficult to. Yeah. Absolutely. I'll remember that one. But for sure.
I think there's like three.
No,
points.
Can you just leave? Take out the stuff. Because then it'll be like, I wonder what it was.
What do you mean?
As no, in, because he'll be hurt either way.
They won't know which it is.
I think he'll have an idea.
Oh yeah, no, I'll bleep it or something.
We don't have a single other friend in the community called.
No, but who knows? Friend? Talking it's about just the community. Keeps going.
Let's end it. Let's wrap up. All right, guys. Thanks for coming along. Like and subscribe.
Can we end on that sigh?
Follow Tom. Tom's got.
No, here we go. No, I'm not.
He's got Instagram. He's got Twitter. Mm. He's a very funny comic. He's getting back out there slowly but surely. You find him at the Sneaky Possum. The room's called Cheeky Possum, but their venue is the Sneaky Possum. It can be difficult to differentiate, but do take the time to differentiate because he's a great comic.
Yep.
Sam Taunton, also great comic. You'll find him at the Sneaky Possum.
Bit of a liar.
Bit of a liar, but if you're okay with people zhuzhing up their stories.
I'm not lying. It's just I'm a truthful guy. You know.
If a liar says I'm not a liar, then what do you believe? I mean, it's hard to say. It's
impossible to refute.
Anyway, catch him at Fleetwood Macchiato. He obviously lives nearby.
So, bit of a radius there, walking distance.
Using a few different key details from the pod, you can triangulate exactly where Taunton lives. Say hello. Walk up to him. Talk about his set. Talk about his online stuff. He likes to talk about comedy. He likes to be filmed. So follow him on at Sam Taunton Comedy, lol. It's Sam Taunton Comedy, lol, isn't it? And it's at Tom Cashman Comedy, right? Because you like people to know you do comedy.
Yeah.
And I'm Becky Lucas, at Becky Lucas Comedy.
Yeah.
And then you've got.
None of that will go in.
No, that's all good.
Or just some more whiskey. I can't seem to understand how you do this to me. You've been running in circles inside my head. Wasn't looking for love, but baby, I found you instead.